Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Pleiadors, at least a couple of them are here. Neil Salsic and Dave Grelli. They are putting on a concert on Saturday coming up here. At Del Mar Hall to raise money for those affected by the tornadoes. So we've got Dave and Neil from the Pleiadors with us now. How's it going, guys?
Yo.
It's going.
All right. All things considered.
Can I just say, who wrote the phrase an all-star amalgam?
Oh, was that written somewhere?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's me. Straight from the horse's mouth here.
I like it. An all-star amalgamation. Of St. Louis's top musicians and vocalists.
I love alliteration.
Oh, you got to love alliteration.
It's my favorite.
That's all I had for you. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
This is awesome. June 7th, Del Mar Hall, the Pleiadors' first annual family affair.
Yeah, we're very excited.
So tell us about it.
So originally, the whole idea of this family affair thing was conceived from just the nature of the band. Pleiadors is a consistent rotating cast of some of St. Louis's finest vocalists, musicians, and, you know, depending on the gig, we just swap people out, and it's always a fun, different experience. So I wanted to put on a show that celebrated all of the band, all of these crazy, talented musicians and friends of mine, and basically have a party on stage with St. Louis watching. So it is all Pleiadors Nation from past, present, and we have some new players with us this year. We're very excited about it.
So how many people are in the band now?
It's a collective, man.
Yeah,
so it changes all the time.
This show will feature over 20 plus musicians on stage.
I was going to say, like,
rotating in and out.
You've heard of the Mendoza line in baseball. I have the Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros line.
Oh, yeah.
The Edward Sharp line, is it above or below?
I think we're above.
You're above.
On many levels.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure.
I'm just kidding there. But yeah, so that was the original plan. And then,
I just got that.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's been real slow in this room today.
It's the heat, man. It's kind of sedating me.
It's a little sticky and slow.
I would have said spicy.
It is spicy in here, and the AC stopped working, so. Yeah. It always goes out when it's hot.
Yeah.
That's generally how it works.
Always. Every single time. Yeah. So the show's, what time you get started on Saturday?
So we start, doors are at 7, and then our friends from Austin, Texas are coming up. Tomar and the FCs, they will be opening the show, and then we're on right around 9. And you know, originally we were just going to put on this awesome show, and we were going to make all the money ourselves. We were going to get rich off it.
Yeah.
especially with 20 plus musicians.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know if you guys heard, a tornado hit St.
Yeah.
Louis.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, awful, awful. You know, and my kids were actually in school in the Central West End when it hit their school, and everybody's super shaken up in that community. Been volunteering a bunch on the north side and seen all that destruction and devastation, and there was no way we could be promoting a show and having a concert without giving back. So talked to Pat Hagen and the Del Mar Hall people, and we decided that we were going to donate all proceeds to tornado relief efforts.
Wow.
And yeah, it just felt like something we had to do. So
this show was originally planned before the storm hit, and now you're going to take all that money and
donate,
get to the effort?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's the plan.
That's incredible. I mean, that's such a way to give back to the community. And I think for people who like have volunteered, have donated items, donated money, whatever it may be, I still have people reaching out saying, how can I help? And this is, I mean, this is an incredible opportunity. Like you said, you're raising money. All the proceeds are going to help tornado relief efforts. But you get to see this awesome band. You get to support local musicians and the work that you guys do in that scene. So it's a win-win-win all around.
Unless we suck.
Well, there's that.
Well,
no.
That's not gonna happen.
This band is, I consider it to be the most impressive collection in St. Louis besides the Mighty Pines.
I was going to say, we mentioned the Mighty Pines.
Yeah.
Neil Salsick.
But no, I mean, it's Dave is like the dad of the band. Okay, it really is a family. And I just want to give him a shout out for all the work he does. I mean, this is one show with 20 musicians. He's organizing this collective, and that's the best word to describe it, because it is a band, but it's really Dave's band. It's his vision, and there's always this rotating cast, and like, I'm so fortunate to be invited back and not rotated out too much. I mean, I'm glad I'm rotated in.
Yeah, you're in this one. You're
you
in.
Know, it's almost like a sports team. Like sometimes someone's in the lineup, someone's not in the lineup, but then they're back, and then I mean, it's just so, from a musician's perspective, it's so fun and refreshing and different than like the band that you're always with all the time, you know?
Is it challenging, though, in any way to play with new people all the time? Because you're playing with multiple bands.
It's probably challenging for Dave, but not for me.
He's the dad. Yeah. He's putting it all together.
Yeah. For me, it's actually easier because there's this inspiration and this energy there with the new singer. Like, I'll be singing with someone maybe that I've never met before, weirdly enough, until this rehearsal, which is so bizarre, and you've never met this person, but when you're singing together, you kind of instantly know each other.
And so how much rehearsal would you do for a show like this? Are you just showing up and playing?
No.
Okay.
No.
But, yeah, ideally we would have had more rehearsals, but, you know, we've got two this week, and it's going to be super locked in, because I always want to over-prepare. That's just how I am. But, like Neil was saying, it is a collective, and every time is just different, right? So I think the respect that all the musicians have for each other, everyone shows up super prepared. I try to do as much as I can to help people get prepared, but the work everybody puts in before rehearsal, before the show is, I mean, honestly, it makes me kind of tear up that everyone wants to do that for this band. But so it's never like better, worse with different musicians in and out. It's just different and always exciting.
Okay, so this is a totally different question, kind of a rabbit trail question, but from shocking, I know.
Amazing.
Here we go.
It was very off-brand for me. But no, but thinking about all these musicians coming together, from your perspective, when you see like the We Are the World documentary and how they put all of those singers together and some of the faces, like Michael Jackson's making it Huey Lewis, what was that like?
What?
Like, you know what I'm talking about, right? The documentary of Huey Lewis and bringing all of the singers together. Yeah. And obviously they did not rehearse. They just pulled it together in one night. But that's going to be chaos, right?
I mean, a little bit, but funny story, I actually got to perform with Huey Lewis at, remember Lou Fest, RIP?
Yeah.
We did a Chuck Berry tribute.
Park, right?
Yeah, we did a Chuck Berry tribute.
I saw you perform with Huey Lewis.
Huey showed up, but all these incredible musicians showed up. People from Cage the Elephant and Dave Matthews Band, and they all showed up, And again, when the level is where it is, you know, you just want to show up and play as well as you can.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but we are the world. Yeah. And this is not really
it's because none of us are that famous in the scheme of things. That's when you get all those like true superstars together, then it gets weird.
Yeah. But you said Huey, so I had to.
You had a name.
I had to jump on that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the most famous musician you've played with?
Huey? Probably Chuck Berry.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Dave's got a little list. He could throw some out, man. He's played with some cats.
A few.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a lot going on in St. Louis,
People
man.
Don't know. People don't know what's like right in their backyard.
Because we've talked about that before, that it doesn't get enough credit, but there are a lot of really great local musicians.
Who actually are being hired and playing in some crazy big bands, but they might be the band director or they might be the bassist or the drummer. So like you just wouldn't know, but they're flying out every you know, Thursday for like to Japan or something.
Yep.
And seriously, and playing and coming home. They live right here.
Perfect example. Jamal Nichols, one of my best friends ever, bassist. He was going to be on this show. Grammy Award winner. But he had to fly out to Atlanta last minute. He plays with Gregory Porter, best male jazz vocalist, Grammy Award winner. So
that's kind of who I was thinking when I was talking about that.
But there's so many of those players in town. And a lot of them will be on the stage Saturday night. Yeah. Saturday night. June 7th, Delmar Hall.
No, if you want to see like the best talent in St. Louis, be there on Saturday night and you will see for yourself.
What are some of the, because we saw you guys play at Off-Broadway. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the place by Lemp Brewery.
Yeah.
What are some of the venues other than like Delmar Hall Pageant? We know about all of those. If you really want to go see great live music that's local, is there a really good spot for that other than the places we mentioned?
I mean, Atomic is back, formerly Atomic Cowboy. What Drew Jameson has done over there is super cool and usually has a lot of great local talent. Broadway Oyster Bar, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I think of two places that are dives, but you can see some great music at Venice Cafe, long time place. But also Yaki's on Cherokee. That's one of my favorite. They have live music 7 nights a week. It's this very European inspired bar, and you hear like real sort of 1920s, 1930s jazz. They're unplugged, and like that was a moment where I never really got that music before. But I'd only ever listened to like these scratchy records. And when you see that five piece, you know, hot jazz combo, but it's like when you see it in person, you kind of understand, whoa, that's why it was so freaking hip back in the 20s, back when our grandparents were little tykes.
It's kind of like a bohemian vibe there.
It's so cool. So anyway, those are my favorites. Yaki's on Cherokee.
That's awesome. I want to give the details one more time if people are listening. As we continue our conversation with Dave Grelly and Neil Salsic, the Pleiadors, June 7th. So just a few days, Delmar Hall, doors at 7, show at 8 p.m. And as Dave mentioned, all proceeds go to St. Louis tornado relief efforts, which is so cool. As you've said, all of these musicians are coming in. You're going to have a giant family affair. The concert was already planned. And you guys pivoted and said all of the proceeds are going to tornado relief. So very, very cool. So thepageant.com or pleiadors.com. PLAYADORS.
Saturday
night, baby.
Boom.
You guys want to hang out for a bit?
Yeah,
or do you have somewhere to go? Yeah, we don't want to talk very much today, so I think we're going to keep you guys for another segment. How do you feel about that? Dave Grelly, Neil Salsic with us, great local musicians. We continue the segment next on KMOX.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dave Grelly and Neil Salsic in studio with us, the Pleiadors, playing this Saturday to benefit the tornado effort, the tornado relief effort. They'll be playing at Del Mar Hall and open at 7 o'clock. And also Neil with the Mighty Pines. You guys were just, you found out something during the break that you felt like you really wanted to talk about. That Amy has never had food delivered, and you're amazed by this. She's never one time even ordered a pizza.
Mm-mm.
It kind of annoys me.
It's so annoying.
But it's also endearing.
So here's the thing. Like I said, first of all, Uber Eats or the other one, DoorDash, they're so expensive.
They're very expensive.
Food is expensive anyway.
But pizza, Amy.
But here's the thing. I think part of it is I never grew up with it because we grew up in the boonies. Like I always say it was Wildwood, but it was really before Wildwood was Wildwood. It was Glencoe. Nobody delivered out there. Our closest grocery store was 22 minutes away. So even if you wanted Emos or something delivered, nobody delivered out there because it was the boonies. So I think I just never grew up with it. I've never ordered pizza and had it delivered.
Still wild, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Right?
Dave has to head home now.
But why would you pay? Why would you get like a $7 meal?
Pick up my delivery that's on the front porch.
A $7 meal and then $7 in delivery fees.
It's and that is understandable. Right. It is super expensive.
Because when you have lots of kids and you don't want to put them all in a car and go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
That does make sense. You guys were talking about writing. You wanted to go to the woods and write. How often do you do?
Yes, that's exciting.
Speaking of the boonies, you think there's someone who's like still in the boonies listening? Like, stop talking smack on the boonies.
We get pizza.
Boonies this, boonies that.
My parents are still in the boonies. You ask, like, do you have a country home?
yes,
mom and dad's house.
How often do you write?
I try to write at least a couple times a week, something, finish a song, start a song. You know, so much going on in this brain up here.
Gotta
put it on paper.
Can you tell when you've written something? Like, let's say if you're writing that many songs, can you tell when you've written something that is, oh, this is really, really good. This is different.
I don't know. I'm always in my own head about everything. So, yeah, there's stuff where I'm like, this is a banger. Mm-hmm. But 90% of the time, it's like, this might be good. And then play it for the band. And, you know, I think you get immediate. I just watch their faces the whole time.
Yeah. I mean,
Neil's a prolific songwriter over here.
You know more that you know when it's like good, you know, when you got the riff. Like, if you're either excited about it and you wouldn't even really keep writing it if you weren't. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
fair.
Writing is kind of the hardest thing of all. As a creative, I think so like it's enough to just get my butt in the chair to do it. And if I don't like what I'm working on, there's no way I'm going to keep. So what's the equivalent for you to, no, I'm actually curious. Is there something?
What?
No, nothing. We do.
Okay. We don't do that.
In this job, like what's the thing that, what's the sort of esoteric, like the essence of it all that, you know, is the hardest thing to do. I mean, is there any, I mean...
Well, you're making the sound way cooler than it is.
We are professional time killers.
I think you guys are amazing.
We kill time for a living.
All right. We have 12 minutes to get through. How are we going to do this?
That's what I'm saying. Lorraine, it's you got anything?
No.
We can talk about anything, but I want to know. I mean, I'm a fanboy.
We're getting by on personality alone, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Well, that's...
Yeah.
And intellect.
I think best is when you accidentally ask a question that turns into news. That's fun. Sometimes that happens. But again, that's like a blind squirrel finding a nut.
What does that even mean?
Give an example.
One time we interviewed Joe Buck, and he...
Joe Buck.
Yeah. He was... during the pandemic, there were no sports to call. So people could send in videos of them doing everyday things like vacuuming or whatever. And I said, well, Joe, do people ever send in videos that are rather scandalous, like sexy time, and ask you to do play-by-play? And he said, not only do they send in scandalous videos, but a lot of times they would put something scandalous in the background. And he said, every video was like the Zapruder film, where I'm trying to figure it out. And then that made it to like TMZ. That made it like national, like, because Joe Buck did that. But again, that was more of a Joe Buck thing, but that was kind of fun.
Creating news.
Well, I do what I can.
Yeah, we're newsmakers
with stupid
here.
Questions.
Yeah, wow.
Well, right? Like, this is when you said you break out a song to a band.
Yeah.
To your band. I always think of Steve Miller, like when guys that wrote a song is like, some people call me the space cowboy. Some people call me the gangster of love. Was his band like, no one calls you those things, Steve? Some people call me Maurice. That's how I always think. Can you imagine breaking out those lyrics?
But they sound... I can't. No, I'm thinking about that right now. But that they...
But the, with if, the riff, it was. Yeah. It doesn't even
they
matter.
Didn't
if Dave
care.
Played that for me dun, dun, and was like, here's dun, the dun, words, dun, dun, I would just be like, whoa, man. I mean, I don't know. From a songwriting perspective,
so you wouldn't
you know
even
that's
care.
Cool. Now, when I got to the Maurice part, I'd probably be like, okay, a little bit inside, a little bit of jam band thing there, like a joke.
But, is it bad that I hate that song?
What?
I hate the lyrics. I hate them.
I've come
I hate
full
them.
Circle with it.
You used to hate it?
Loved as a child.
Yeah.
Then like, wow, this song's really annoying. I don't like it.
Yes, thank you.
I don't get it. And now I'm back. I
love it. Like
I love Steve Miller.
Some people call me Maurice. I love it.
Why?
It's just a great line. That's right.
Yeah. I want to know more. Why?
Why?
Why do they call me Maurice?
I think it has something to do with him being the gangster of love, honestly.
Yeah. I don't want to dive too deep into that.
Hey, you guys are, so we've been talking about the thing Saturday at Del Mar Hall in support of tornado victims, but you're also playing the Central West End Cocktail Party next weekend.
Yes.
Both of Mighty Pines
with
and
the Mighty
Pliadors?
Pines. Yeah.
Or together, you're playing together.
A bang bang. Double dipper.
If you like the Pliadors and you like the Mighty Pines, but most of all, if you like Dave and myself, you can come see our bands, because Dave is actually the keyboardist for the Mighty Pines, too. And we're so proud to have him. We just did a big show in Benton Park to start
blast.
In the past. We're going to get to the future in a second. But yes, we just played there. We do that every year. It was magical. And that was actually the weekend of the tornado. That was this Sunday.
I mean, raised a ton
days.
Of money.
We did. We kind of like scrambled and we were like, we kind of had the same thing as Dave was talking about earlier. You can't, it's just this feeling where you're like this, we still want to put on a concert. We still want to, and it was so good for people, actually, for the band, for the city. I could tell there was just this really special kind of moment where everyone could just give it all up for a second, because that was a tough weekend. But the point is, you can't throw a party right in those circumstances.
Right.
And so it's good. It's really special that musicians have this. This is our way that we can do something, because sometimes I think everybody feels a little bit not helpless, but just sometimes people don't know how to give back or what's their style, what's their way. Some people are the volunteers. Some people can support financially, and for musicians, it's nice to have like this is what we can do. We can put this out there. So that was a long-winded way to say that yes, the Mighty Pines and the Pliadors are actually playing on June 14th in the Central West End for another amazing outdoor.
It's the cocktail
concert.
Party.
Yeah, this is the season of outdoor shows. That's what makes summer so great. There's so much great outdoor stuff going on in St. Louis, and June 14th in Chris's neighborhood.
Yeah, my neighborhood.
Maybe we'll see him. Yeah. Wouldn't that be
Probably
cool?
Not.
We better.
Oh, that would be cool.
He's dodgy.
Come on out.
No, I'm
he
not
is kind of dodgy.
No, I'm not.
I'd love
I'll
to
be
just
there.
Hang out with him in person.
Oh, put your face away.
This guy.
Put your face
this
away.
This guy cannot commit to anything.
Yes, I can. I'll see you I'll see you June 14th.
I'm with you, Chris. Okay, you and I are cut from the same cloth. Right,
so we're part of the tribe.
So, Delmar Hall, can people just walk up, buy tickets there?
Yep, Saturday. You can get tickets at the door while they last. Again, all proceeds go towards tornado relief efforts. Pliadors, Saturday night.
June 7th.
Delmar Hall.
And then the following week,
yep,
the Pliadors and Mighty
people.
Pines.
Yeah.
At the Central West End cocktail party.
But the tornado one is June 7th.
This is very important. So go this Saturday to Delmar Hall.
Yep.
Dave Grelly, Neil Salsic, good to see you both.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.